have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
My daddy is king, your daddy was king. Fruits don't fall, fall from a tree. The devil can't shatter my dreams. I know what tragedy brings, I know what matters to me, my family first. That's why I'm planting my seeds. Raise them, be better than me. I'm breaking their curse, now that I'm free. No longer in bondage, I'm paying homage to the ones who before me, who went up in glory. My spirit is shining, I'm changing my climate. I'm praying to God, I worship the finest. I walk in the streets of gold, I cover the diamonds, being so modest. I gotta be honest, I gotta stay positive. Got my son with me, gotta stay humble, I'm ready to rumble with life till God come get me. Free of the mind is, freedom is mine, look. Having fun with it, dropping them jewels, so to mentally climb, look. Better run with it. I'm amazing.
For the birds, thumbs out, guns out, coming through with my best verse. Feeling so amazing, I'ma say it till my chest hurt. Driving with my windows down, then I make that last turn. Some people say you can do what you wanna do. My daddy says you can be what you wanna be. I'm DB, everyone wishing they be like me. I'm blessed, I'm free, that's the recipe. Life says to me, still bobby too, be a pleasure me. They let it be, but I see what's the best for me. Remedy still healing for the age of three. Got my treasure and I found the key, boy. Tell her later I made it feel underrated though. Hit my shot like the fed and I never waited, no. I'm ahead of the flitter, but that's the way to go. I'm a bills out the pay, don't wanna miss alone. Feeling so amazing and I'm feeling so incredible. My daddy did his time and now he's flipping on the federals. Now I'm gonna miss you something very hypothetical. Feeling leadership within me, feeling so perpetual. Cherish all your memories, it's inevitable. I wanna be an inspiration, very unforgettable. My family taught me how to be wise and respectable. Open up the gates and now my options are acceptable.
I'm amazing.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio. Welcome to Beyond the Radio, and you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Yes, you're too kind. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. Yes, I am. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm is. I am smiling. That's right. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. Shout out to the Elation family. What you just heard in the intro of the song, it was moi. That's French, y'all. Moi. That's right, David Benton featuring DB Jr. Amazing. Why? Because you guys are amazing. And when you that amazing, you will start smiling. That's right. And we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. Yes, we do. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The coach, the infamous boss lady, Coach Shea Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay is in the building, and I'm smiling. I'm smiling. You know why I'm smiling today? Why am I smiling today, Coach David?
It's your birthday.
They bought it back. Yes, I'm smiling because today is my birthday, and guess what? I made it. Shout out to the Elation family, and shout out to the Beyond the Fence family, and shout out to all the listeners. As always, we appreciate you guys for tuning in every Sunday and just loving on what we do and supporting what we do as well. Thank you guys so much.
Yes. So with that being said, we're going to go to our third host. My brother, can I get another? Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Two Toes is in the building. How y'all doing?
I am smiling.
And if I could sing, Coach Shay, I would sing happy birthday to you, but I don't want you upset with me, so I'm going to keep it to myself.
You know what? I will charge it. Thank you so much. I know you would if you could. We had a couple of people, Two Toes, just so you know. We had a couple of people who left, like, voice messages, and David's been kind of laughing with me all week, not in a funny way, but, like, they've been singing. If you go to my page, there's people in the comments who are literally playing pianos and singing. So shout out to everybody who sent, like, an actual singing message to me for my birthday. Much appreciated.
No,
so that means you can do it, Two Toes. You don't really have to be able to sing to do it. So, you know, if you wanted to just go ahead and drop a tune or two, go ahead and drop a tune or two. It's all good.
Oh, okay, I will. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, you gotta pay for the rest. I love it. You sound like everybody else. Look, you sound like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Hey, to tell you the truth, I'd have took yours over a couple of them.
I doubt it, man. I doubt it, because it kind of hurt my feelings listening to me sing, you know what I mean? But
I try to do what I can do when I can do it. You know what I mean?
Two toes, man. How have your week been, my brother? How have your weekend been?
I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. It's been eventful, cause I ain't tell y'all, but you know, like we were saying, it's the year of It's the year of elevation, man. I joined the gym, and the gym is definitely a very humbling experience. Because it lets me know how many muscles I don't have. And, man, I'm walking around the gym sightseeing for a minute. And it seems like it's always one dude who don't need to be there no more. You know what I mean? All his muscles have gotten big as they can get. And I'm like, man, why is he still here for, man? Let somebody else come here that need to be here. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And but basically... It's been a learning experience, because the last time I was in the gym, I don't even remember when it was, but I'm trying my best to, you know, get in shape, because it's going to help me in the long run and keep me healthy and get me healthier and everything like that. But right now I'm at the bottom of the barrel trying to get my strength back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, that's such a blessing to hear you say that. The thing is, man, a lot of people made them New Year's resolutions. And guess what? That's why the gym be packed. That's why it's so hard to get up in there, because it's January.
Mm-hmm.
You watch February 1st.
Exactly.
They don't fall off.
Everybody gone.
By April, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
When it was 50 people, it's going to be 12.
And I'm hoping still winning the 12.
Yeah. Man, you will, man. Just right here on Beyond the Radio, everybody going to help you out, brother. We all going to help you. Everybody, all the kings and queens, you got men and women of God, they praying for you. Listen, you going to get it, because you are two toes.
And I can tell you just from experience of being around you that once you determine something in your mind, you're going to do it. Like, you don't waste your time doing anything that you don't think you can do. So the fact that you started already means that you will continue it. So we're looking forward to seeing your, you know, I say, like, blog it so that people can follow your, they can follow your journey, too. Because I'm going to tell you, I had years and years ago, I became really cool with another recording artist. I had a miscarriage, and I was in bed for like maybe 2 weeks maybe, and didn't want to get out of bed. This was years and years ago. And I would just happen to go on Facebook Live, and she had started kind of video journaling walking. So she just got up one day, just decided she was going to walk. So every day she would go on Facebook Live, and she would take us on a walk with her. And one day I was looking at it, and I said, you know what, I'm going to get up out of this bed. And I just walked from my corner, one corner to the other in my neighborhood, but I got out and walked. So I did leave a Facebook Live photo or a video back to her saying she was the reason I got up. So you'll never know that you could be the reason somebody would get up.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely do that. I sure will.
Hey, even G Will, shout out to DJ G Will. DJ G Will said, "We got you, Two Toes."
Yeah, because I saw his before and after, and I mean, you know, I said, okay. You know, it was definitely motivational.
Now, if you lose any more weight, we better see you muscle up. You've seen his before and after. He lost. Now, you going to be a pencil. You're already a number two as it is.
Oh, no. I have meat. I know how to disguise it. You know what I mean? I have it hid. But trust me, it's here. I just know how to keep it a secret. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, you sound like half of the females around the world.
Right. But the thing about it was, though, man, I'm going to tell you like this. When I was in the gym, I did 2 curls, and I'm looking in the mirror like my arms have got bigger already. You know what I mean? So,
that's how it
is. But, yeah. Then I did 2 sit-ups. So, like, man, I think my pants are getting bigger. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're too big for me. So I'm tripping.
I love it.
It don't
that's
work out that way. You know what I mean?
You saw that two-pack coming.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, it's working, it's working. I was just holding my stomach in. Like, oh, no, it ain't working. It ain't working.
That's what most of us do. I remember. Yeah, that's what most of us do. Go ahead, Coach David.
Yeah, I was, this weekend, man, shout out to every speaker, every person who came on, every guest. The God is in Everything conference was a success once again. And Coach Shay, you know, you really did something with this God is in Everything conference. Every year, you have elevated the way God uses you and the way you take control of it. Because, and when I say God uses you, we're not talking about there's a dude in the sky who just treating us like a puppet. When I say God uses you, God gave us all his attributes. He gave us the ability to create. He gave us a way to think, to be able to navigate, to be able to bring something that didn't exist, make it exist. You know, turn something that wasn't nothing. So this God is in Everything conference, it came out the mind of Coach Shay Samuels. And the years I've been a part of it, I've seen the elevation, and it's been so awesome. Coach Shay, you got to take the floor on this one.
Yeah, I'm thankful for every opportunity that we have. This conference was really a baby that was established in 2015. And as we were saying earlier today, you never know like what's going to happen. You just know you have an idea, and that idea kind of turns into something bigger. And that's how I started to move in this conference. And really what it was about was just offering an opportunity for people who didn't have an opportunity to speak, people who had a voice, but because they weren't pastors or apostles or because they didn't have a million and one followers, but they had something to say. And I said, you know, after 6 months of just planning this thing out, I was like, okay, this is a conference and we're going to go ahead and do it. And the very first conference I did in 2015, I didn't know that people were looking for something like this. Like the people who showed up, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, the people who showed up, I mean, I walked in not knowing that anybody would show up. I just knew I had a vision. I just knew that there was just something that really this could bless people, but I didn't know that people would show up. And that very first one, to see how many people came and how many people enjoyed it, it was a blessing. So from 2015 until yesterday, Coach David, just seeing the elevation, not just in the speakers, but even in us, you know, I think this was the first year that you and I even set back since you've come on board with the conference as one of the co-founders. We set back for the first time and had a chance to watch how developed this thing has become. Like how developed the speakers are and how developed the co-hosts. I mean, some of my favorite moments I wouldn't have been able to see or find or know because we were always working behind the scenes, you know? And so this has really just put me in a place of awe. And I'm excited. I know that we're going to have a couple of people come on and talk about the conference over the next couple of weeks. But, you know, this year really, really blessed me. Our theme was from pain to purpose. And all the text messages that we received after this conference, every person who called said that every speaker touched them in a way. Every person who called said or text message, even during, I was in like, people had created like three chats behind the scenes and they were taking note of everything that people had to say. And just some of the follow-up, like the word that I kept hearing was impactful. Another person said, Another person said that one of the speakers practically saved her life. They could relate to each person or at least one person who spoke. And that's what you want whenever you do something. You want people to leave knowing, one, that there are people out there who have experienced what you've experienced or what you're going through, but they made it and they've made it over. They were overcomers. You never want to, because you're still going through it. But you never, but when you start thinking about, when you start connecting with people who have gone through it and they live to tell the story, Coach David, it brings something a little bit different, and that's what the conference did yesterday.
Yes, yes. God is in everything. I'm going to ask you, Two Toes, you know, you being a comedian and being on so many different platforms, touching so many walks of life, making them laugh. And God is in everything. How do you balance out so many audiences, knowing that you still have to be led by God? Because I hear you talk about God all the time.
Well, basically, I want to look at everybody's life and try to relate, but also remember, like you said, God is in everything, and God definitely has a sense of humor. And basically what I try to do is just erase, or at least help people forget temporarily about anything negative that might be going on in their life, and try to relate to their personal issues and possibly give them a reason to possibly laugh about it instead of being upset or sad.
Yes.
And that's what I try to do, is just try to reverse it for them. That's what I do in my personal life, you know.
That's powerful. All right, so you're about to mention your personal life. You can expand on that if you want to.
Well, no, it's just, you know, I don't want to, you know, keep saying possibly the same things, but it's just the fact that, hey, I know it could be worse, but at the same time, there are people who are, you know, doing fine with having less. So I refuse to complain about my so-called negative situations, and I go ahead and just, you know, kind of maybe point out some funny things about situations I go through. You know, like, since I don't have any legs, I can recently remember, a woman breaking up with me because she said she wanted a man that'll stand up for her, and I can't stand up for her, so she cut me loose. That was just a funny situation because, you know, I want people to know I'm fine. This is definitely not a pity party,
right.
So let's laugh with me. Hey, even laugh at me, but we're not going to be sad about anything.
That's not right at all. That's right. Man, that's powerful all in itself. Man, like I mentioned earlier, man, like, shout out to the speakers. Man, shout out to John Michael, the G Will. People don't know what when we do these conferences is on Zoom, but it's like, Coach Shay, people don't understand what all we gotta go through behind the scenes.
Yes, yeah.
Behind the scenes, the behind the scenes people do not get enough credit.
Yeah, that's why I try my best to make sure that even up to or leading up to the conference, that we do as much as we possibly can to make sure that we do let them know. Coach David, I want to say that, you know, somebody just reached in and they said the one thing that they love is that, you, like you were just saying about John Michael and G Will, a lot of these people, when they come on, we encourage the people who are attending to utilize the services. Like, we don't have people come on to this conference selfishly making it about us. Every person coming on, if you're attending or if you have attended, is because you truly want to walk out your purpose. And so what Coach David and I do, just like he just said, shout out to the behind-the-scenes people, we want the people who come on to utilize their services. You need a DJ? You got DJ G Will. He's not just the DJ, the conference DJ. This is what he does for a living. this is what he does for a living. So we want people to make sure that when you see them, you know, and he gets a lot of feedback on the, you know, based off of the music he plays. That's how important it is. You know, we don't get nobody in the back of the chat saying, boo, DJ, you know. They're like, they love the music. And that takes some talent to keep people participating in the music while on video. It's one thing when you're in person, but on video. And then for John Michael, you know, he's connected with a couple of people as well because people don't realize you get on a Zoom meeting, you don't realize that there's someone behind the scenes for John Michael. What is he doing, Coach David? He's doing the video. He's doing the photos. When you guys are logging in, he's the one that's admitting because that takes over what Coach David and I would have to do. He's the one doing all the production when it comes down to the sound and making sure that everything is properly done. And so, like you said, great big shout out to them because they do a lot behind the scenes. You guys are just thinking, well, it's another, you know, Zoom meeting, but there's a lot that happens behind it.
Yes. Yes, it is. And, you know, you mentioned these guys and how we just sit up and have the meetings right before and the, you know, going through all the mistakes and the hiccups and and it shows, you know, the professionalism and a lot of people get discouraged because, you know, we was talking to a young man today and that's how he was talking about how, you know, people don't really support him and he's a talented brother. And this young man, you know, he's intelligent, but he's from the inner city. You can tell he's still a product of his environment. But just knowing that his mindset and what he really wanted to do with his life, and it's like we had to really set him down and explain to him, like, the business side, the things that really go behind it. And one thing I've learned, Coach Shay, it takes consistency.
Yes, definitely.
That is
right. That is absolutely right.
Yes. So I want to encourage everyone who's trying to do something, you trying to have your business to grow, you doing music, I've seen people who wanted to get a daycare and they start out with three children. And those three children get on their nerves so bad and they don't understand the work that it actually takes to run a daycare. So I've seen people fall off, but one thing I want to encourage everyone, you got to continue to keep doing. And sometimes, and I always tell people this as well, that you must do what you don't feel like doing, because once you go into what you feel like doing, you're just going to burn out, because a lot of us don't feel like doing things. But some people go off their feelings and they won't go to work. They go off their feelings, they won't go hard. They go off their feelings and put it off and procrastinate. They go by their feelings and say, you know what, I'll do it tomorrow. And then when tomorrow comes, they said, I'll do it tomorrow. And when tomorrow comes, they said, I'll do it tomorrow, until them tomorrows turn into 2 years.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You still haven't done what you were set out to do.
Yeah, that
so
is true.
So you're going to have to remain consistent. So I just want to tell everybody, you are definitely more than a conqueror. You are definitely great. You are definitely kings and queens. Walk in your authority. This is not based on religion. This is just based on what's righteous in your own life. If you don't go, life won't go. Your life going to take you wherever you choose to take it. And let's don't settle and make excuses for it. You just got to put your pants on. What they call you? The big girl pants. And it's for the
big,
right,
big girl pants.
And you got to put them on. So, and I, you know, me, myself, I had a single that came out, David Benton featuring Blockstar. Shout out to Blockstar. It's called
called All the Way Up. Y'all go check that out. It's on all platforms, and I'm hyped. So with that being said, it's that time. So where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where is that? Where's that DJ? Where's that? Where's that DJ? Where's that?
Star.
You start a block,
David Benton.
In real life, you know.
We cool.
Yes, sir.
We up.
All the way up.
Way up. Let's go.
Let's go then.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up. Up to the tippy.
Up to the tip.
I'm all the way up. I can see it. I can see it.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness. They got me my witness.
I'm all the way up.
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 I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up,
up,
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up,
all the way up,
they got me for winning,
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up,
take a pick,
I'm all the way up,
let's go,
I'm all the way up,
this game so cold that I'm shivering, so keep that heat for the middleman, if I bust it down, it's too fast, that play times like 16 grand, get hand to hands, went from ground to pounds, went from being the man with no plan, trying to survive, trying to get by, but stand true to who I am, I'm a father, I'm a former, with three-step daughters, had to be smarter, flexing seeds, fertilizer, at water, long as the sun gon' shine, we rise the ground, shutting down some sputter, can't nobody take this away, it's our culture, we cultivate, we motivate, we stand away, we get to the money in multiple ways, sometimes I'm out for multiple days, picking up a bag in multiple places, I'll do the God's graces, ain't nobody out here catching no cases, four grown boys, one baby boy, I'm setting examples of voices,
I'm all the way up, I'm all the way up.
To the tippy,
up to the tip.
I'm all the way up.
I can the ceiling, I can the ceiling.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness.
They got me my witness.
I'm all the way up.
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 Up to the tippy,
up to the tip.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up,
all the way up.
They got me my winning,
they got me my winning.
I'm all the way up,
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 I'm all the way up.
Get it.
in, nobody I trust in us. Grew up in the rough city, I'm on a narrow road, doing a buck 50, cutting too much in it. Now I got 6 digits, I came out of prison and made nothing but pennies. I'm chilling the greatest love of all, that's why I love Whitney. Growth, success is infinite, my spirit with God is intimate. Don't get it, go figure it, this is direct, not figurative. Why you so sensitive? I'm into Benjamins, you into sensitive living, and I don't got time for it. Executing my vision and steadily building, cause God got the mind for it. Hustling and grind for it, never taking God's glory. Blessing a whole lot of children, but that baby ain't ours, Maury. Little baby, we burpees beyond the fence, soaring like eagles like Donovan. And selling in colleges or getting the trade, that's why I'm so proud of them. It's real over here, take care of our kids over here. Let's make this clear to your ear, I'm a cheery cheer, that's why I smile to ear. No fear over here, just ambition, where I am the business, expand with it. I am consistent, I plan different, that's why I make a grand name.
I'm all the way up,
up to the tippy,
up to the tip.
I'm all the way up,
I'm the
ceiling, I'm the ceiling.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness,
they got me my witness.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
To the tip,
I'm all the way
up,
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up,
all the way up.
They got me my winning,
they got me my winning.
I'm all the way up,
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 I'm all the way up, yup, 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 yup.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Hey, that's right, that's right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Coach Shea, and I'm on with your main man, Coach David Benton, and also Tommy Two Toes. We want to give a great big shout-out to our sponsors before we start with the show. Shout-out to Paula G. Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight, who we're going to talk a lot about tonight. But if you are looking for a voiceover, someone to do program a voiceover for your programming, commercials for your business, anything that you want the world to know about, and vocals, I want you guys to reach out to Paula G. Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. Make sure you let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. Also, we want to give a great big shout out to DJ G-Will. G-Weezy is what I call him. If you are in the area and you're looking the area of Knoxville or surrounding, matter of fact, if you're even doing a virtual event, listen. This is a year of elevation, so we want you guys to look up DJ G Will. You can reach him at beyondthefence.org. That's BEYONDAFENCE.org. And make sure, we already know if you did it there, that Beyond the Fence sent you. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Hey.
Swing.
When I tell you, your beatboxing get better and better every week. Let's talk business consulting strategy and coaching group, LLC. That is the Beyond the Fence expansion company. If you are a new business or an existing business, or maybe you just have an idea, you're looking for a business coach, a life coach, a youth coach, whatever you need, we have it. Reach into us and let's talk business. Contact us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group and on Instagram at LTB Consulting Group. And don't forget to go on Facebook and like the Beyond the Radio page at Beyond the Radio. Coach David, I'm not giving it back to you this time. I'm just going to go ahead and keep on going. Listen, the God is in Everything 2023 conference, it went down yesterday. If you have not liked the page on Facebook, make sure you do. All of the recaps are going to be there. All of the videos. Look, people took selfies yesterday, Tommy Two Toes and Coach David, and they started posting them on the God is in Everything page. But I want to talk about the hostesses, Coach David. Paula G. Voice and Dawn Barker Pierre did an amazing job, did they not?
Awesome.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
So we want to say shout out to Paula G., who is out of Atlanta, Georgia, and Dawn Barker Pierre, who is out of Toronto, Canada. Canada was in the building. Shout out to Canada. Shout out to Canada. Again, we say shout out to Canada. Coach David, I'm going to ask you, what stood out for you with the hostesses from this year? Because you've normally done, you know, spearheaded the hosting, but what stood out to you with these two ladies who stood in for us for 2023?
They act like they've been knowing each other for 10 years.
I love it.
Like the way they the way they just gelled. You know, one thing I've learned, you know, people, we are competitive by nature at times, you know, and those two women were just so professional. You know, one wasn't really worrying about the other's gifts. They took both of their gifts and put it together and said, okay, this your gift, this my gift, we're going to put them together and we're going to bless the people. And they were just on, they really was a great definition of being on one accord.
Being and we talk about this. We talk about this all the time too, Coach David, but I say it a lot. You're only good in public to the degree you practice in private. They did a lot of behind-the-scenes work to even make that happen.
Yes.
And your purpose, just so we, you know, we can talk to people tonight and still teach people tonight on the on this broadcast, your purpose can be aligned with someone. And like Coach David said, you don't have to be competitive in order to work with people. But once your purpose aligns with someone, you do whatever you have to do to make sure that whatever needs to happen is going to happen. One person I can tell you, Coach David, is I've noticed, he does this pretty much every time we talk to him, is Tommy Two Toes. We just told him.
No, that ain't the case all the time.
Why do you think it's so easy for you to actually, you know, not be competitive and just kind of focus on your purpose, which makes everything about you work? Why do you think that's so easy?
Because I'm a team player. So, you know, since I can't play sports, I like to help everybody else out in any way possible because, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. So I want to do my part, no matter what it is, to get the job done. And that's it. That's it. Like you said, consistency, like Coach David was saying earlier, also it's tied into consistency and just keep going forward to get the get something accomplished.
Yeah. And it's important because like Coach David said too, that's how we feel about you being a part of Beyond the Fence. It doesn't feel like you just started with us in the month of July. It feels like you've been with us forever. And when the purposes, when purposes aligned, you can't even tell that there's a difference. You can't, people wouldn't see you, Tommy Two Toes, and say you've been with us since July because what your purpose did was line, it aligned with what we were already doing. So it didn't look like you had to fit yourself in. It didn't look like we had to chisel you in. You know, we've had people in the past come along our pathways and it just felt very hard. But being around you showed that whenever your purpose is aligned with someone else's vision, someone else's purpose, that it is made easy. So I do want to thank you for that. But Coach David, what stuck out for me, for Paula G and Dawn, was that they really did see our vision and they ran with it.
Yes.
They did not try to make it their own. They, you know, I had to message her behind the scenes, but they pulled out a lot of stops that we forgot about. And I'm talking about over the last few years. So my favorite part is when Paula G said, take your phones out and do a selfie and hashtag GIIE 2023. The story behind that is when I first started and we were doing it in person before the pandemic, I would have everybody pull out their phones and take a selfie and hashtag God is in everything, whatever year it was. But here's the thing. I didn't share that with Paula G for this year. So I love the fact that they took our vision and they ran with it. You want to expound or say anything on that, Coach David?
I think you said it. You said it in a nutshell right there. You know, you did. I have to say this. I want to say this. You know, as far as the speakers, they did an excellent job, but I'm so proud of my son, DB Jr.
Yes.
He did an amazing job speaking. And I want to say that because me as a father, as a dad who did all that time, 13 years in federal prison, and I still, like, people don't understand, like, we were in that situation, but we wasn't trying to cook. We wasn't focused on, you know what, I'm gonna be a better criminal when I get out. There are people in there who really want to do better, and I was one of those people who just determined to just be better tomorrow than I was that day. And, you know, I would call them, write them letters, send them pictures, and I would always inspire them and tell my kids how much I love them. So to come home and see the great young man that his mother had raised, and knowing that I was a part, I might have played a small part, but my small part made a big impact in his life, and you can hear it when he speaks. And that's a blessing. It makes me feel good as a dad, because that's all I wanted to do was just make sure that they were going to be great, independent men and be so much better than me. And just hear him, it was just like, man, this is my son. That's my son.
Yeah.
He smiled the whole entire time, y'all. Mm-hmm. He smiled the whole entire time. It was like, he was watching him, and they do a lot of stuff together, but he was watching him, and I'm talking about the smile was on his face. We were multitasking most of the conference behind the scenes, so people didn't see us like 100% of the time, but that was the one time that David put his phone down. He wasn't reaching into nobody. He wasn't responding to anybody's text messages, video, no nothing. He was locked into DB Jr., so shout out to DB Jr.
That's right.
He's amazing.
He's amazing. Yeah, I love it. And you'll be able to catch the playback of this conference by visiting our YouTube page at Beyond the Fence as well. Again, BeyondaFence. You can go ahead and subscribe to that YouTube channel. And for the attendees, they'll be getting the link as well. But everyone loves to be able to watch the playback. I think one of my favorite speakers outside of DB Jr. was Dr. T.O.D. Tamara Bennett-Hill. I loved when she talked about vision, and she actually started talking about the transition lenses and just kind of talking about in your darkest hour, God is with you. And I love that she challenged people to have accountability partners when you're walking out your purpose. I'm going to ask Tommy Two Toes, I'm going to ask him, because I know that for a while he was really walking out his purpose by himself. And he, you know, very, very talented, knew what to do, knew how to do it. But how important do you think it is to have an accountability partner with your purpose, Tommy Two Toes?
It's very important, man, because, you know, it's like you all bounce off of each other, and just making sure that you hold yourself responsible for your actions, and it just helps with having help. So it's a very, mm-hmm. very important part of it, just knowing that someone else kind of had the same mindset. So it's too important, too important.
I don't know why, like, I guess either you can answer it, but, like, why is it so hard for people to be accountable to other people?
Because they're not accountable to themselves. You can't expect someone to do something for someone else if they're not even willing to do it for themselves.
Wow.
And that's my final answer.
Yeah, Coach David, what do you think?
I got to really agree with Tommy Tuto said it. For me, you know, like people are, when you don't have, like we always tell people or try to encourage people, you know, I always try to be a better version of yourself. And when you self-sufficient and you really focus on what you have to do, I noticed, like, when you already got something, you don't have to be jealous because you already have your own. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't have it, you know that what God put in you, you know that you're capable of getting it. And it's not based on what they have. It's the inspiration of a certain level that I want to get at in life. And somebody might be at a certain level of, and they might have, you know, and it might be something as simple as, you know, financial freedom. You know, like they go to bed at night, go to sleep, and guess what? They're making money in their sleep. And that money ain't for the selfish gain. It's for them to be able to really provide for their family and teach them to have to be even greater. I heard Shaq say to his kids, Shaquille O'Neal said, I always let my kids know, we're not rich. I'm rich. You're broke.
Right. Exactly.
That's good.
But I have the tools for you to become rich if you listen. And a lot of us, I might not be a millionaire or a billionaire or a trillionaire, but I tell you what, I live a good life, and I try to provide information. And, you know, it's sad that some people feel that they're on the same level because, you know, they see you quite often or have the ability or, you know, to talk to you, and it's like they don't even give themselves credit. It's like, listen, I'm on the same platform with you. I am. But there's a level that you can get to. And I'm only where I'm at in life because I chose to listen to other people who I believe really cared about me and my well-being. So I think that's what we're trying to provide for people. And this Goddess and Everything Conference, everyone that I heard them really take themselves and give themselves to the people. It wasn't about look at me, watch me, but it was more like it was so sincere. Every speaker was so sincere. Shout out to Delano, Pastor Delano McClown.
Yeah. Powerful. Yeah, shout out to and we will have Pastor Delano on in the next few weeks. We will have him on, but definitely a powerful segment of it. Coach David, while you were talking, I know we're like nearing the final minutes, but I do have a bit of a favor to ask you because you were just talking about accountability. And one of our workshops that we host, Driven by Purpose, you had mentioned a couple of people, a part of that workshop was to talk to our attendees about people who may hinder their purpose, people, places, or things that may hinder their purpose, and then people, places, or things that build on their purpose, people that they're connected to, places they're connected to that add to their purpose. And on the side of things that hinder the purpose, since we are talking about the Goddess and Everything Conference and it is driven by purpose, no pun intended, you said a couple of points that people can really watch out for, traits of people that can hinder your purpose. Can you share that with us before we go?
You know what, Coach Shay? I'll say this. With the as far as the accountability, I've wrote so many notes down. I wrote so many notes down, and a lot of times I'll freestyle those things. I will freestyle those things, but I'll say this. The people you are around can really just make you so much better in life. And I always use this analogy. If you hang around 4 millionaires, then more than likely you're going to be the fifth one. You're going to be the fifth one. And it's like, you know that saying, bad company corrupts good character. So your demise can be around the people that genuinely love you. They don't mean to cause harm and yet still cause harm in your life. Because unconsciously, you know, you might have some traits of people who are a little jealous over you. Don't mean no harm, but they still jealous. And they not jealous because you just all that. They just jealous because they wish they was in a certain position that they haven't gotten themselves in life. And my mom used to always tell me, she's like, you just got to be careful who you tell your dreams to because, you know, people pray against you unconsciously. So it's people with small visions. You know, people have small visions to be around you. You can be thinking so big in life, thinking so huge, but your level of thinking, theirs have a ceiling on it. So they'll say they won't think that you can make it based on what they think of themselves. They're looking at it like, well, I know I couldn't do that. And they imagine it. And they put their imagination of what they think of themselves on you. And it can be discouraging. And guess what? They really genuinely trying to protect you. Genuinely trying to protect you. But although that they love you and trying to protect you, that don't mean that it's not harmful being around those type of people. So we just got to be careful around those type of people. Coach Shea, I know you probably can remember some things. You know, I'll be all over the place sometimes.
No, no problem. So I know that you talked about the jealous person. You talked about people who are in competition. You talked about people with small visions, and you said your vision can be greater than theirs, their imagination. People who say you can't and people who don't recognize your value. That's the part, that's the one that really stuck out to me. But people who don't know your value can't really identify or align with your purpose.
I'll be freestyling, Coach Shea. I'll be freestyling. I'm going to tell you why I freestyle. Listen, you know how in the Bible, right, they say, you know, the Bible is our bread. We should eat it, right? That's the bread. And Jesus is the living water, right? So you want to eat, but you want to drink, right? So it's like people got to understand you are what you – they say you are what you eat. So when you eat this word and when you swallow it, guess what's going to happen? It's going to digest and it's going to come out. Whether it come out the rear end or the mouth, it's coming out. But when it come out, it should be pure in its purest form. You get what I'm saying? It's going to come out of you. So what's in you going to come out of you. It has to. It can't stay up in you. So I'm going to eat this food. And the food that I eat so much of this type of food, I just stay in it. Like I always tell people, I was in the Word. And the Bible mean that for you, too, that you'll become the Word because you will eat it enough. So that's it. I just freestyle because it's in me.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's really good, though. But going back to that point where, you know, people do have to recognize your value. What I noticed is that all the people who are on the conference recognize one another's value. And because of that, they were easily connected to one another, and it made the conference run so much more smoothly. And, it, you know, a lot of people were saying, even after all was said and done, they said, you know, how did you guys run such a well-run conference? Like, how it just seemed. We were talking to DB Jr. earlier today, and he said the same thing. It just ran seamlessly. And it's really because the people who were on the call, the people who were participants, and the people who were speakers, most and foremost, and the DJ down to the engineer, they aligned with the vision and they recognized our value. And that is very, very, very important. So when people don't recognize your value, it can hinder your purpose. For a person who isn't strong in the mind, it can really discourage them, like the young man we were talking about today or talking to today, Coach David. And for anybody else who has been discouraged, start looking at who you're connected to. Start looking at whether they're hindering your purpose or if they are adding to your purpose. What's their character traits? What are they doing to build you? What are they doing to invite you in? What are they doing to pull you up? What are they doing to hold you accountable, like Tommy Tuto said? What are they doing to help you build your vision? What are they doing to help you as an individual? And I think that's something that we can take away from this broadcast tonight, that everyone has purpose. Everyone has something on the inside of them. Everybody has something that they can build. But one thing you can't do is build it alone. So listen, we're going to go ahead and close out. It's 11 o'clock, and I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I want to thank you guys on behalf of the Beyond the Fence family, Coach David, Tommy Two Toes, shout out to Ama E. Neely, Tanya Caesar, DJ G. Will, DB Jr., Jade the Jewel, and also everybody that has supported the conference and everything that we do. With that being said, tune in to next week at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will have one of the speakers on to give you guys exactly what they got a little bit of at the conference. So with that being said, Coach David, where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Where we said DJ, where we said, where we said DJ, where we said, where we said DJ.
We just